We need a new direction in Iraq. We can't have more of the stay the course or more of the same. There have been lots of people, Democrats and Republicans alike, who said the president needs a new direction in Iraq. The United States needs a new direction in Iraq. The Bipartisan Study Commission in Iraq said we need a new direction. I hope he sets that direction forward tomorrow night. If he fails to do that, I anticipate that we in the Congress will go ahead and move forward with a new direction in Iraq. I don't believe that the surge that the president has proposed is a workable way for us to move forward in Iraq. It seems to me to be more of the same. And the fact of the matter is, we need a dramatic movement that addresses an objective which I have, and that is to succeed in Iraq, to bring about stability to the Iraqi people and to the region, and to protect America's interests. And the policies and programs that we have been following over the last several years have failed. We need a new direction. Energy independence for the United States of America is perhaps the most important issue that we need to address in the 21st century. We need the President of the United States to lead. And by leading, he can't get away by simply talking the talk of energy independence. He needs to walk the talk. And that means that we need to have a robust program that will get us to energy independence through conservation and efficiency, new technology, and alternative fuels. We know how to do it. It's not complicated how we get there. All we need to do is to have the courage and the will. And in the same way that we had the Manhattan Project, or that President Kennedy said we'd get a man to the moon in 10 years, we ought to be able to do the same thing with respect to energy independence. I hope we see that kind of leadership from the president tomorrow night. A recognition on healthcare that our healthcare system is absolutely broken. We are in a crisis in America. We're bankrupting the businesses and families of America every day. 50 million Americans without health insurance today. We need the president to take the lead. He has not put healthcare on the radar screen of America for the first 6 years of his presidency. He needs to do that tomorrow night. And then we need to move forward and develop bipartisan solutions that will assure that every American, no matter where they're from, no matter who they are, have the ability to get health care for themselves and for their families. I hope the president sets forth a tone of America that unites America. For the last 6 years, there has been an approach to governing out of Washington, D.C. that has been a very divisive approach. There's been an effort really to segregate, if you will, the country between Republicans and Democrats. The fact of the matter is that we're all in this together. We're Americans first. And I hope that what he does is that he sets forth a tone of bipartisanship, working with Democrats and Republicans alike, not excluding Democrats as he has in the past, to make sure that we're able to solve these very pressing problems that our nation faces today.